Blog Talk Radio.
Kulatanya Kedame Yemibal said on Saturdays, the Sabbath. Meskel Abra, the Kokoboch Samayan Asgeta. Kohulum ahayena saye meskalabra bekokoboch samayena sket. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars. Of all, the sun is seen. The cross shined and had the heavens embroidered with stars.
My God, it's full of stars. My God. It's full of stars, full of stars, full of stars, full of stars, full of stars.
Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Most High Celestial Jah Rastafari. The heavens declare the glory of the Most High, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech nor language where thy voice is not heard. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. Rastafari. A bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit upon the ends of it, and there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Lightning. Everyone should know. Converting the soul. The testimony of the Most High is true, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Most High are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Most High is pure, enlightening the eyes. The fear of the Most High is clear, enduring forever. The judgments of the Most High are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. Yea, more than much fine gold. Sweeter also than the honey and the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over I. Then shall I be upright
And I shall be innocent from the great transgression. Selah, Selassie. Everyone should know. And the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Most High, thy strength and thy redeemer. Selah, Selassie. Aya Inge. Majesty, Empire, Celestia, Empress, Melanie, I.
My advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom.
New Yard Massive, are you ready?
I want to hear it, a yes. I want to hear it, a yes.
Uptown Massive, are you ready?
I want to hear it, a yes. I want to hear it, a yes.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest, the true rest and peace is in Christos and in Him, Salam.
my God and King. Glory be to the Supreme Being, Rastafari, the Anointed One. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Glory be to my God and King. Glory be to the Supreme Being, Rastafari, the Anointed One. Haile Selassie rules from Zion. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Don't you worry of people's politics. Don't you worry of the preacher man's lies. For you and me, we are imperfect. Jah alone is the one I salute. Him alone is the one you should serve. Him alone is the one you should praise. Him alone, defender of the faith. Him alone stands for the truth. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. I know sometimes you feel hopeless. I know sometimes you feel helpless. Don't you give up. Trust in the Father, for the Father is the provider. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away. Wherever you go, whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day. Whatever you do, brothers and sisters, keep the Sabbath day and chase the devil away.
Bemezmor Dawid, Zetna Hule. Besma Abba, well, women first Kadu, Sahadu Amla, Amen. Kibber the Kalu, Kibber the Kitsu, Kibber the Hyde, Kibber the Kedama, we hide it in Ja, Rastafari. I judge your way on with. I judge your way on with. Hey, send Bethel, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. Send Bethel. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. It is such a good thing, giving thanks and praises to the Most High, Jah Rastafari. On the psaltery, playing on the tenth string, showing love and kindness, morning till night, yeah, yeah. The brutish man will never know, neither does the fool overstand his soul. Jah has made us triumph by the workings of our hands. Work and deep thought gives us purpose and a plan. Hey, aha, send Beit Selam, Shabbat Shalom. A song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And still, send
yeah, inside your home. When the wicked grow like the grass, workers of their iniquity hate the righteous path. Rastafari scatter them like sand amidst the shore. Enemies perish when Jah's on high forevermore. But my heart shall you exalt like the horn of Africa, and I will be anointed with fresh oil, with fresh oil. Come on, well, yeah. Send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest. Send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest. Well, oh well. Different design, and still it's all the same. Better relax, sit and recline. His Majesty said unity and only Jah know. Well, none for them are the sick and the blind. You consider divine any place to get them all. We call we I and I go. Sure, you find your bliss in a life. Your face look different this time. You find petition and prayer balance with spiritual light. Rasta are Israelite. Where Babylon be like trying to cut the branch, please let it grow. Oh, the roots of David, he could only be so. Got to take it easy, please take it slow. Hey, send Bethlehem, Shabbat Shalom, a song for the days of rest, yeah, inside your home. And better the Im Negede Yehuda Machaber, Line of Jewelers Society, LOJS. Yeah! The bar we hide is that. I judge your way on.
Psalm 92. It is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord, and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness in the morning, and thy faithfulness every night, upon an instrument of 10 strings, and upon the psaltery, upon the harp with a solemn sound. For thou, Lord, hast made me glad through thy work. I will triumph in the works of thy hands. O Lord, how great are thy works, and thy thoughts are very deep. A brutish man knoweth not, neither doth a fool understand this. When the wicked spring as the grass, and when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they shall be destroyed forever. But thou, Lord, art most high forevermore. For lo, thine enemies, O Lord, for lo, thine enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. But my horn shalt thou exalt like the horn of an unicorn. I shall be anointed with fresh oil. Mine eye also shall see my desire on mine enemies, and mine ears shall hear my desire of the wicked that rise up against me. The righteous shall flourish like the palm tree. He shall grow like a cedar in Lebanon. Those that be planted in the house of the Lord shall flourish in the courts of our God. They shall still bring forth fruit in old age. they shall be fat and flourishing, to show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and there is no unrighteousness in him.
Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam, Senbet Salam,
Senbet Salam.
Sabbath peace, Sabbath safety, Senbet peace, rest safely, rest. The true rest and peace is in Christos and in him. Salam.
The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The poor and needy. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not evil all the days of her life. She seeketh wool and flax, and worketh willingly with her hands. She is like the merchant's ships. She bringeth her food from afar. She riseth also while it is yet night, and giveth meat to her household, and a portion to her maidens. She considereth a field, and buyeth it. With the fruit of her hands, she planteth the vineyard. She girdeth her loins with strength, and strengtheneth her arms. She perceiveth that her merchandise is good. Her candle goeth not out by night. She layeth her hands to the spindle, and her hands hold the distaff. She stretcheth out her hand to the poor, yea, she reacheth forth her hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She maketh herself coverings of tapestry. Her clothing is silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gates when he sitteth among the elders of the land. She maketh fine linen and selleth it, and delivereth girdles unto the merchant. Strength and honor are her clothing, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She openeth her mouth with wisdom, and in her tongue is the law of kindness. She looketh well to the ways of her household, and eateth not the bread of idleness. Her children arise up and call her blessed. Her husband also, and he praiseth. Many daughters have done virtuously, but thou excellest them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that feareth the Lord, she shall be praised. Give her of the fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gates. The end of the proverb. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. The heart of her husband doth safely trust in her, so that he shall have no need of spoil. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies. Find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies. Who can find a virtuous woman, for her price is far above rubies? Who can find a virtuous woman? Who can find a... 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 Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies.
Shubha shubha day, shubha shubha day, shubha 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 day. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day, yeah. Now, no real man can live without no woman. Die night to death as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, still let's make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong. Which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day. Yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Oh, I and I, you burn out dull, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. That night to day. As a woman to her man, and she's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. She'll never take the power, she'll just make him a better man. Every great man has a virtuous woman. Woman I love and honor. The father of the life career, the Empress Omega. The mother of the forest culture, revises to the king. And his empress Menin, who showed us the right and the true way of living. Woman who never cause sin, so listen as I sing. But women of the earth, my joy bell ring, ring, ring. Equality in Zion, my nature's law, that's the way it should go. For every man I know there is a woman. You meet the valley, oh, that's all I know, oh, 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 yeah. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day. Shuba shuba, shuba 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 day. Shuba shuba, shuba shuba day. Shuba shuba day, shuba shuba day. Well, I say the family unit is fundamental and important, you know. A real man can't live without a woman, you know. A person's gonna rise, he's gonna purify the woman that she wants, you know. There you go, some men still, you know. Now. A real man can live without a woman. Like night to death as a woman to her man. She's essential to his purpose and his mission. A good woman is a glory to her man. Woman, you say you love me. You never leave me lonely, yeah. You always be there for me. So I need not to worry, yeah. Woman to keep my strong, which is part of your plan. I leave my mom and dad, find a woman and be one. With a woman I make my bond, perfect combination. I am a black man, so I love me black woman. Woman I give me this sweet, sweet love. Oh, any time of day. Yeah, lots of kisses and hugs. Rastaman I burn out dull, yeah, yeah, yeah. No real man can live without a woman. Like night to day, says a woman to her man.
In my life, oh, oh, yeah, with King Alpha and Queen Omega, father and mother of creation.
Hallelujah, Rastafari, here. Yes, I give thanks, Warrior King, with the virtuous woman, and also on the Barrington Levy Dove right there, Alexander Scorby with Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to verse 31 on the Eshet, or Set Chayil, on the strong, or Set Eshet, the strong woman, the woman of virtue, the woman of valor. Right there. So here we have the 16th chapter of Numbers. As we pick up here with this 38th degree of our sabbatical study here, the Shabbat mana right here is for Shabbat, Shabbat Korah. We have Sabbath Korah, Shabbat Korah, Senbet Korah. Now, the virtuous woman is even inferred right here, within this narrative right here. It's interesting because it picks up with now Korah, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Levi, with Datan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab. And On, there was the one named On, he was a son of Peleth. These were sons of Reuben, sons of Reuben, took men. Now, as we go through the narrative, we get to find that, well, Korah was still in his rebelliousness even after Moshe tried to speak to his cousin, right? And then we also get Dathan and Abiram. They won't come up to reason with Moshe. But what's interesting is that we have On. What happened to On, right? On, the son of Peleth. Well, some of the ancient scribes and sages had reasoned that, well, we don't have On because it was said that after his wife, you know, got wind of what was going on, she discouraged him. She told him, like, you know what, fall back from these other Reubenites and Korah and everything. So even right there, the reasonment concerning that virtuous woman, that Eshet Chayil, can even be found here in this 38th degree of our sabbatical study here, picking up with Numbers chapter 16. We have Korah, the ringleader. He was the son of Izhar, son of Kohath, son of Levi. Then we have Datan and Abiram, who was sons of Eliab, one named Eliab. And then we have On right here is mentioned, who was a son of Peleth. And they were all sons of Reuben, of Reuben. They took men. But what we don't find in the judgment, we don't find On. As we go forward to say, verse 23 of Numbers chapter 16, it says, "And Yahuwah spoke to Moshe, saying, speak to the congregation, saying, get you up from about the dwelling of Korah, Datan, and Abiram." But in the beginning of this 38th degree, right here in Numbers chapter 16, it says, "Now Korah," then it says, "with Datan and Abiram and On, they took men." But here in the judgment in verse 23, we have just Korah, Datan, and Abiram. So there appears to be 250 men, plus there appears to be these four, 254. But one of them, On, is no longer found in the narrative in the sight of judgment here. Instead, we have, get you up, get all the rest of y'all up, all you rest of you rank and file Israelites, get up. Right, get up from the dwelling of Korah, from the tents of Korah, Datan, and Abiram. And Moshe rose up, and he went to Datan. It says that Moses in verse 25, Numbers 16, 25, Moses rose up, and he went to Datan, or Datan, and Abiram, and the elders, the Ziknei Yisrael, the elders of Israel, followed him. And as we keep going through the narrative, right, he's pointing out, he says, "Depart, I pray to the congregation from the tents of these wicked, these ratchet men, and touch nothing of theirs, lest you all be swept away in their fookery, in their uckery, in their lack." Verse 27 says, "So they got them up." So the people heard Moshe's pleading and beseeching them. It says they got them up from the dwelling, the tents, the tabernacle of Korah, of Datan and Abiram on every side. And Datan and Abiram came out. Now they come out, and they stood at the door of their tents. So now they come out. When Moshe called to them, they said, "Nah, we're not going to go up." But now they come out. When they heard the activity, seemed like people were moving away. You know, they came out. They stood at the door, the patah, right, of their tents with their wives and their sons and their little ones. Now, here we also point out the sons of Korah. We find the sons of Korah are mentioned in many of the Psalms, the superscription of the Psalms of David, and they're also mentioned even here in Numbers. It seems as though the sons of Korah did not follow in the ways of their father. So that kind of saying, you know, you are what your father is. Well, actually, you know, Josh says that the son will not be put to death for the uckery of the father, nor the, you know, fathers for the uckery of the sons. But in speaking of the fathers, right, those fathers who hate Jehovah and Yahweh, as Korah is clearly demonstrating here, as well as Dotan and Abiram, his sons, the sons of Korah, did not follow in the ways of their father. But it appears also that we have one named On. On is mentioned. On is the son of Pelet, right? He's also one of the sons, the children of Reuben, right? At the beginning of this rebellion, at the beginning of this conspiracy right here. So the question here is, well, what happened to On? Is it true what some of the sages have deduced in their reasoning that, well, On was discouraged by his wife? He had a virtuous woman, an Eshet Chayil, and she told him, like, don't go along with them, and he didn't go along with them, and therefore, although he is mentioned at the outbreak of this rebel lion, this rebellion, he is no longer mentioned in the judgment, right? We get these three, Korah, Dotan, and Abiram. We don't get the four at the beginning, Korah, Dotan, Abiram, and On, but we get Korah, Dotan, and Abiram. So could it be that On's wife, his Asha, his virtuous woman, discouraged him, right, from following, right? Now we get to verse 32. It's interesting right here in verse 32, just in chapter 16 right here, some highlights. It says, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up and their households and all the men that appertaineth to Korah and all their goods. But here we have this reference right here, right? It cannot refer to Korah's sons. Why? Well, in Numbers chapter 26 and 11, it says, the sons of Korah died not. Did you read that there? Let's go to Numbers chapter 26. Numbers chapter 26, verse 11. Numbers chapter 26, here we're in 26, verse 11. It says, Notwithstanding the sons of Korah died not. U and Bnei Korah, and the sons of Korah, lo, not made to, not dying, not being deaded on, not dying, lo, made to. So, and the sons of Korah died not. So here we have in Numbers chapter 26, verse 11, that the sons of Korah died not. Let's just rewind this right here for a moment. Here we're in chapter, just scrolling ahead, in chapter 26, right, in chapter 26. In chapter 26, going over Reuben, so we have some of the children of Levi, Korah, and some of the children, right, of Reuben. Now, remember, Reuben was the firstborn. Here in Numbers chapter 16, Sleeker, here in Numbers chapter 26, scrolling ahead, comparing chapter 16 here with chapter 26. In chapter 26, verse 5, it says, Reuben, the firstborn of Yisrael. So Reuben was the firstborn of Yisrael. And according to the genealogy, Korah, did you know that Korah was also a firstborn? Was this what prompted or instigated his rebellion, right? His rebellion, because he thought or reasoned or rationale, you know, he rationalized that, well, he should be, right, the head of the Kohathite clan, right? So here, just bringing this out right here, right? Korah was the cousin of Moses and a well-respected Kohathite. Now, the Kohathites had the honor of being the carriers of the holy instruments, the holy furniture, like the Ark of the Covenant. So Korah was of that particular clan, that particular Mispacha, right, that clan of the Levites. He was honored to be one of the carriers of the Holy Ark. He was renowned as a wealthy man of influence. So he was a man of influence. He was also a Nasi. Nasi in the Hebrew, a prince. A prince of Ha'am, a prince of the people of Amo Yisrael, of the people of Israel. Now, despite all this privilege, he had privilege, right? He had Kohathite privilege. Despite all of his Kohathite and his Levite privilege, somehow he rationalized, and his rationalization would have him join up with some of the sons of Israel's firstborn, Reuben, right, who was the firstborn. So despite all this privilege, Korah rationalized that he should be the Rosh. He should be the head. He should be the chief. He should be the captain. He should be the captain of the Kohathite clan instead of his cousin El Zaphon. Why did he rationalize this? Well, when we look at the genealogy, Korah, he was the firstborn of Kohath's second son. He was the firstborn of Kohath's second son, whereas El Zaphon was not even a firstborn son. So is Moshe here playing some sort of partiality? How is this? Indeed, because Korah, he felt slighted by what he felt was Moshe's choice. So Korah went even so far as to brazenly question whether the office of the high priest, that's the role of Aharon. Aaron was the Hebrew Christ. He was the Hebrew Christ in the camp. He was HaMoshiach. He was the anointed. His sons, the priests, the Kohanim, they were the Hebrew Christians or the Meshachim. They were the Messiahites. They were the ones who had that honor of being the anointed ones. Now Korah, now in his rationalization, went even further, and he questioned whether that anointed office, the Moshiach office of the Kohen Gadol, of the high priest that was occupied by Aaron, should not also be given to him rather than Aaron, rather than Aharon. Now, Korah had co-conspirators. Now, here in these Torah readings and feedings, we have at least identified four rolling rebellions, four rolling conspiracies, right? You could say creeping coup, one coup creeping after the next. A lot of mission creep going on here, mission creep. That's when there's a specific mission, and one's decide to countermand what the command was and to stretch the mission beyond the original intent of the mission. So we get these four, at least four rebellions following back to back. Korah's co-conspirators were two brothers. Well, actually, it appears that there were three brothers, but one of at least two brothers and one other brother of the same tribe of Reuben, right? That's On. But On, interestingly enough, is there at the beginning of this, but he is not there at the end, and he is not listed in those who was deaded on for their rebellion, for their uckery, right? The two brothers here are Datan and Abiram. They both were of the tribe of Reuben, tribe of Reuben. But we also get to find that On, mentioned in the beginning of Numbers chapter 16, was also of that same tribe. Now, together, they put together a force of 250 men, 250. So if we count right here, we have 253 men. Korah, the ringleader, Datan and Abiram, the co-conspirators, and then these 250 men, who no doubt thought, well, if they could go and offer the Aishans, if they bun some Aishans, therefore if they bun Aishans, they must be priests. Do we have other people that have this idea? Does any of us, as Rastafari, might have this general idea too? If we bun Aishans, right, the intents, we're priests. Well, together they put together a force of 250 men to confront Moses and Aharon, to confront Moses namely and mainly in Aharon and Aaron. So we have 253 men standing up against two men. If we extend it to the other two anointed ones, to Yitamar, right, and Eleazar, we would have 253 against four men, but actually 253 against Moshe, to confront Moses and challenge his exclusive claim to leadership. And they said to him that you have gone too far. You've taken too much upon you, Moshe, for all the congregation, all the aggregation are holy, are kedoshim. So now Korah is now saying, well, all the people, all the Jah people are holy. You're not so special. You and Aaron not special. We all are holy, every one of them. And Yahweh and Jehovah is among them. Now we get Korah speaking for Jehovah. Did we read anywhere where Jehovah said anything? Jehovah said anything? Yahweh said anything to Korah? But here he deigns to speak for Jehovah. He said that Jehovah is among them, the whole of the congregation. We can see that he's appealing. Right? He's like crowdsourcing here. He's appealing to the crowd. Right? He's appealing to the multitude. He's appealing to numbers. Right? Because of their numbers. You know, it's like even the latter day Israelites, sometimes we see ones in camps that got a lot of numbers and people like, that must be the right thing there. John must have given his co-signing and approval to that, because look how many men they got. Well, look how many men Korah, Dathan, and Abiram had, 250 of them, against one man, telling him, you've gone too far. All the congregation is holy, every one of them, and Jehovah is among them. Why then do you exalt yourselves, you and Aharon? Why are you exalting, you bigging up yourselves above the assembly of Jehovah? Now, let's reason for a moment. Come, make a reason. Think about this argument today. Wouldn't this argument be persuasive to many, you know, Torah, Bible, scripture observant ones today? If you saw a crowd of 250 men, right, claiming like Korah claimed, all of them are holy, Jehovah's with all of them, so why are just you, Moses, and Aaron? This is like what happened with the land, with the slandering of the land, where the 10, remember how the 10 spies that told lies in the previous Torah reading and feeding, they outnumbered, right? They outnumbered the two that told the truth. So here we get the same pattern repeating itself in the next rebellion, in the next uckery, with Korah, Dathan, Abiram, and 250 men to demonstrate. They're going to demonstrate now that they are worthy to offer ashens, to offer incense, right? To burn a spliff. So in response to the challenge, Moses, he proposed that Korah and his followers, bring their censers, bring their fire pans, bring your chalices to offer incense at the tabernacle. Let's determine whether they were indeed, this was to determine whether they were truly indeed worthy in Jah's sight. See, they were already worthy in their sight. They were worthy in Korah's sight, and no doubt they were worthy in a lot of the rank and file Israelite sites, right, to function as priests, as Kohanim. See, it's the Kohanim, it's the priests that would burn the Aishans, right? It was the Levites, right, of three clans especially, but the Levites that would assist in the tabernacle, the sanctuary, the holy functioning. That, did you know that even here at this point of the covenant, that the rank and file Israelites were not permitted to burn the Aishans, only the Kohanim. Before we get the law of Moses or the Ten Commandments, the Ten Words, the law of statutes and commandments, before this, well, every firstborn son, right, of every family or every tribe was given the privilege of being the priest, even the high priest of that mispacha, that clan, or of that Beit Ab, of that family, or of that mate, of that particular tribe. So something had changed. See, this is often overlooked when one's kind of peruse or scroll through or, you know, go to a couple of verses here and there. They overlook the narrative here. Something had changed amongst the Israelites. Before they came into this covenant, every firstborn son could be a priest or could act and serve that role of the priest, something very, very ancient here, even among other nations. But now for the B'nai Yisrael, things change, right? And the Torah direction instruction here brings us to the fact that it was only Aharon, Aaron, and his sons, but particularly Aaron, that was to burn the Aishans, to burn the incense. So there's a lot that's also riding on the Aishans and incense theme, Chavari. Let's look at even previous, right, here and even previous too, regarding the Aishans. We get the Nadab and Abihu, the two other sons, right, anointed sons, mind you, Moshiach sons, Messiah sons of Aharon. Remember what happened to them? They presumed to burn Aishans without any command, without receiving a commandment. No doubt they were just resorting to what, you know, we all used to do, you know, like doing it like we always did. So they were following some direction instruction, but got to one part of the service where they thought, it's at this point that we burn the Aishans. So let's go ahead and just get that Aishans burning. But they got burnt, right? They got burned for that. So we already have the previous example, even of the two very sons of Aharon that were chosen to be the priests, even when they acted against the command, against the order, they were dealt with and they got burnt. You would think that these other Israelites, Korah, Datan, Abiram, the 20 and the 50, you would think that they would have thought about that too. But no, they say, well, no, it's all about Moses. We get Moses out the way, right? And then we all can play priests, right? Well, the following morning, when Korah and his 250 followers assembled at the gate, of the tabernacle to offer the Ketoret, to offer the Aishans, Yah threatened to destroy them all instantly. They were now threatened with instant destruction. But Moses. Again, Moses is going to bat. He's going to advocate for the rebellious and the disobedient Israelites. Again, he begs Jehovah not to destroy all the people, but only the rebels. You see, because the rebels here had basically prompted the people to believe them so much so that even after all is said and done, the very next day, they rushed to Moses and Aaron and said, y'all have killed the people of Jehovah. Wow. He then warned the congregation to stand clear of the dwellings of Korah, Datan, and Abiram. And note right here that who's missing? On is missing. The son of Peles. He was also one of the sons of Reuben, the firstborn of Yisrael. He's missing. Also, who else is missing? Well, the sons of Korah. Korah's very own sons. What does the command say, the 10 words say? That he would visit the iniquity of the fathers upon the children, the banim, the sons, the third and the fourth generation of those that hate me. Well, what does this demonstrate? Korah hated Jah in spite of him speaking on behalf of Jah because he went directly against the commandment of Jah. But what do we have here? We have the sons of Korah loving Jah. So here in Numbers chapter 26, comparing this with Numbers chapter 16 here, it says, verse 5, Reuben, the firstborn of Yisrael. Reuben. Who was the firstborn? Reuben. What was Korah's rationale? Well, he was the firstborn of Kohath's second son, and that the one that was the head of the tribe, appointed to be the head, right, was not even the firstborn. So he was having a firstborn argument here. Reuben, the firstborn of Yisrael, the sons of Reuben, right, of Hanok, right? We have Hanok here. Interesting thing about the name Hanok and Hanok, right? We have the link with Enoch in the name Hanok and Hanukkah. The family of the Hanukites and Palu. The family of the Palutites, of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmi, the family of the Carmites. These are the families of the Reubenites, and they that were numbered of them were 43,730. And the sons of Palu, Eliab, and the sons of Eliab, listen, Shema, right? The sons of Eliab here in verse 9, Nemuel and Datan and Abiram. These are that Datan and Abiram. These are that Datan and Abiram, the elect of the congregation who strove against Moshe and against Aharon in the company of Korah when they strove against Jehovah. Let's zoom in on this right here. So here in Numbers chapter 26, right, in chapter 26, verse 9, we find that the sons of Eliab was Nemuel, right, and Datan and Abiram. And then the scripts here says that these are that, these are that Datan, right, that Datan and Abiram. These are that Datan and Abiram, the elect. Did you get that right there? The elect, the chosen, the elect of the congregation who strove against Moshe and Aaron in the company of Korah when they strove against the Lord, when they strove against Jehovah. Now notice here, in striving against Moses and Aharon in the company, right, in the shell company, Korah, he started the shell company out in the wilderness. In the shell company of Korah, when they did what? When they strove against Yahuwah. So the striving against Moshe and Aharon, because see, Korah's argument is that he's only going against Moses and Aaron because they've taken too much on themselves. All the people is holy, and Jah is amongst all of them. So we can do this. Y'all are trying to make yourself, bigging up yourself amongst us, right? But here, according to the word, when they strove against Moses and Aaron in the shell company of Korah, they actually strove against Yahuwah. They strove against Jehovah. Verse 10 says, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up together with Korah. When that company, when that shell company died, what time the fire devoured, at the time that the fire, the Aish, the fire devoured, ate up 250 men, and they became a sign. They became a sign. And here in verse 11, it says, notwithstanding, Ubain Korah lo metu. Notwithstanding the sons of Korah, the B'nai Korah, as we find in many of the Psalms of David, referring to the sons of Korah, that they died not. Just take a note right here. Some say that originally they joined the revolt. Originally they were down with their father, right? But then, as Moshe warned, and as no doubt On's wife warned him, going to bring that out a little bit more, the virtuous woman was On's wife, a virtuous woman. Did On's wife save On's life, right? But the sons of Korah, no doubt originally joining with the revolt, but later on repented. They had teshuvah. They had a change of mind before it was too late. And they too are a sign here in the narrative. So, right here, brothers and sisters and brothers, just zooming in on that point there, when we played the virtuous woman, the audible from Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 31, and the warrior king clip right there, we remember the reasonment that was given by some of the ancient sages, that the reason why On was not amongst them is because On's wife, you know, almost in a similar way to Pontius Pilate's wife, warned him not to be down with this conspiracy out in the wilderness. So here, brothers and sisters, got today's daily psalm, got an hour here before the grace period right here. Today's daily psalm is Psalm 59 right here. Here, look, Rhema tune, Iroi, commandment. Commandment 3, the heathen.
Thou shalt worship no other God besides the Lord thy God. For the Lord God is a jealous God. Thou shalt not worship in the vain images, nor graven images, nor vanity, nor even done that. Blood is thicker than water, and even is off the worship. Run away from them disaster. Even still range of people in my
got to live between the weeds and that you like it. Children run, come and make me see you where you want. Children run, come and make me see you where you want. Stand in the lonely corner, never say that you can. Run, come, children, make me see you where you want. Even wages in at this young time, until you move your breath upon writing my guidance. Tell me the sound of gonna make you live and creep up. The dash where you seek and you know don't cross the river. If the sound of gonna make you live and creep up. So the heathen get what they want. The heathen can't get what they want. The rooty will the angle and the heathen will the blade. The rooty will the angle so the heathen got to fear. Some a run to the bar and some a run to the car. Jah a go hold them so them can't run. Parts in a run, Jah children. Let them a run, Jah children. Some a fancy murder and some a party thief. Some a start up on the city, some a start on the so run, come children, make me give you where you want. Run, come children, make me give you where you want. What they want. Even the job is shot in the face. And so many ways I still live and learn. Black man live and learn. Blood is thicker than water. Believe in the rock. So you find out you love. Can't see the world come back.
All of the young. All of the young. She's so crazy, boy, that's out of the young. Out of the young.
Blessed be unto thee. This is what the world have been waiting for. Being my long time Louisiana. God knows. Out of mercy. Out of mercy.
We gotta chase those crazy bullets out of town.
Well, I turn up for them as circus clowns.
Chase those crazy bullets out of town.
Babylon, you better get out of town.
Cause I am not built the cabin.
God knows.
Cause I am not planned to call.
Teach them, teach them.
Didn't my people before me live for this country?
Well, anything that I'm a blocking like a white kitten, living in a white man world. False education, destroy a nation. What? Matching up for boys and girls. Cause all rich man see it, it's only modernization. While the youth man in the ghetto face operation. Man now have the job to get them money and them rights. And remind all himself with them pickney and them woman. Do them have a tendency to turn to the M1. You go down your gun and put your trust in the Almighty One. Louisiana, my virgin, come down, come sing your song. The singer.
We gotta chase those crazy bullets out of town.
Cause I turn up for them a circus clown.
Chase those crazy bullets out of town.
Well, Babylon, you better get out of town.
They build a penitentiary.
Not a mercy.
We build your schools.
God knows.
Brainwash education. Trying to make us the fools.
Oh, what them do again? What them do again?
Hatred you reward for all love. Telling us of you got above.
See, it's so
we're gonna change those crazy
all crazy ballin'.
The chase goes crazy.
Glorious be to the Most High. So, Rastafari.
Oh, na, 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 na.
Hey, it's a snare of it. I just feel like the ice send them. Well, free music feeding. Well, see the Christian we call them. Yeah, cause all the devil control them. Like, I feel like the ice send them. Well, come music up, we play them.
Yes, yes, yes. The con man comes with his con game, like Quora. Quora came with. You hear here for
sabbatical
this.
Study. This I and I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong. Shabbat strong.
Shabbat
strong. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm. We have psalm 9.
Psalm 59. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold, thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors. Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. The God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord, our shield. For the sin of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. And for cursing and lying which they speak. Consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be. And let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. Selah. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing. For God is my defense and the God of my mercy. 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 God of my mercy.
Ki Elohim Yitzkar. Elohei Chasadi. For Elohim is my high tower. Ki Elohim Nisgabi. 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 My high tower. Elohei Chasadi. The Elohim of my mercy. So here we have Psalm 59. Psalm 59 right here, corresponding here with the seventh day, the Shabbat, the Shabbat Korach here. Here we have a prayer. Tefillah in danger, Mizmor non tet, nun tet, non tet, alpha numerically, Psalm 59, Psalm L-I-X. Now, there's a superscription that often is avoided, like usually when one's read the Psalms, they kind of ignore the small type. There's a small type that says for the leader, for the chief musician, Al-Tashchet, a Psalm of David, Miktam. When Saul sent and they watched the house to kill him, Lam Natsayach Al Tashchet Lidawi Miktam Bishloach Shaul Wayishmeru Et Habayit La Hemito. Here, bringing out the superscription here, one of the most important, the first part, the superscription is a very important the title. Superscription to the context of the psalm. So here, Mizmor non tet, nun tet, Psalm 59, La Menatzeach, often translated as for the chief musician, for the Menatzeach, for the overcomer, Menatzeach, for the musical director, often in translation. More directly, the Menatzeach is also the overcomer. La Menatzeach. For the overcomer, for the leader, the chief musician, Al Tashchet, don't Tashchet, Al Tashchet, Do not destroy our Pashet, Lid David, of David. Do not destroy of David, Miktam, a Miktam, Miktam. Some interpret the Miktam from Maktam or the Miketem, Hebraically, the Maktam as Mak being humble or Mik, Tam being perfect or Mi Ketem. Ketem is fine gold. So often as a golden composition, a memorial, a Miktam, a memorial, Miktam. Be Shaloah, be Shaloah. When in sending, when he sent, be Shaloah. As we had previously, Shalach, Shalach, to send, Shalach Lika. Here we have be Shaloah, be Shaloah. In sending or when sending, Shaul, when Saul, Shaul sent, be Shaloah, Shaul, when Saul sent, wa Yishmeru, wa and Yishmeru, wa Yishmeru, wa Yishmeru, and they watched and they guarded and they hedged about, wa Yishmeru et Habayit, they watch Habayit, house, ha, the, bayit, house. Vayishmeru et habayit, and they watched the house, la to hemito, hemito, to bet on him, to kill him, but more from the mito, from met, met, mat, mut, dead. So to dead on him, la hemito. So here the superscription brings the context of today's daily psalm, Mizmor Non 8. La natzeyach al tashchet le David miktam bishloach Shaul. For the leader, chief musician, do not destroy of David the well-beloved Miktam, a golden composition. When Saul sent and they watched the house to dead on him, La Himito, to Himito, to dead on him, to kill him. So we have a prayer right here in danger. This is a companion to the previous psalm here in the Psalter in the Book of Psalms. Previous psalm, Psalm 58, which is themed unjust judges condemned. So here we have a companion psalm in the 59th psalm here to the previous psalm, to Psalm 58. Now, today's daily psalm, Psalm 59, it runs on similar lines and has the same historical background and context. The occasion is said to have been when Saul sent and they watched the house to kill him and they watched the house to dead on him. Be Shaloah Shaul wa Yishmeru et Habayit la Hemito. In authenticity, right, the authenticity, some might question because of the mention here of the enemy in today's daily psalm, Psalm 59, as being the Goyim. Right, the Goye Haaretz being the nations, nationalities. In the Hebrew, we find this in verses 6 and 9. In the KJV, this was corresponding with verses 5 and 8. Now, these nations, these Goyim, right, are foreigners. And also in the 11th verse in the KJV, 12th verse in the Hebrew, we have Ami, 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 my people. This implies that the speaker here was king or was Melech. Now, these points are considered in the fuller study of today's daily psalm. The language of the psalm, the chant, is appropriate and matches to the incident and the event horizon so named. So when did Saul, Shaul, the first king of Israel, we could say the first anointed Moshiach, anointed king of Israel, when did Saul send? Be Shaloah Shaul. When did Saul send? We look at 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 11. 1 Samuel chapter 19, verse 11. So here, I'd like to get this into fuller context here. Let's grab the KJV hard copy Bible here, and let's just go to 1 Samuel chapter 19, and go to the 11th verse and see if this makes sense. Here, chapter 19, verse 11. Now, chapter 19, 1 Samuel here, looking at the Scofield Study Bible, it speaks about Saul's third attempt to dead on David, Lahimito, to kill David, and Dawid and David's flight in chapter 19 of 1 Samuel. Scrolling forward to the 11th verse, it says, Saul also sent messengers to Dawid's house, to David's bait, to watch him and to slay him in the boker, in the morning, in the early hours of the dawn. And Michal, Dawid's eshet, Dawid's isha, David's wife, told him, saying, "If thou save not thy life tonight, tomorrow thou shalt be slain." So here we get another virtuous woman in this incident here, where Michal, who is Saul's daughter, who became Dawid's wife, had told him, David's eshet, Orset, had told him, saying that if thou, the eye, save not your life tonight, if you don't do something right now, tonight, then tomorrow thou, the eye, shall be slain. Verse 12 here says, so Michal, let David down through a window, and he went and fled and escaped. So here it says that Dawid was let down through a window. Reminds I and I of the Apostle Paulos, right? Shaul of the New Testament, also escaping from those who sought to slay him by being let down through a window. And also with Rahab and with the two spies in the time of Yehoshua into the land, also that being let down through the window. But here, this right here does make sense right here. We see the connection of Saul in verse 11, Psalm 19, verse 11, 19:11, where Saul also sent messengers to David's house to watch him and to slay him in the boker, in the dawn. And Michal, David's eshet, Orset, told him, saying, if you don't save your life tonight, then tomorrow you will be slain. So here we have in the superscription, Bishaloah Shaul, Bishaloah, and sending Shaul, Saul sent, Vayishmeru, and they watched Et HaBayit, and they watched the house, David's house, Et HaBayit, Lahimito, to kill him. So here, brothers and sisters, just zoom in on the superscription, because the superscription brings a very important context, right, to today's daily psalm according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, after the order of Melchizedek. Here, let's ride up with the royal Amharic right here. Call this the ambush in the night dub right here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 59, which is seen right here, a prayer in danger. And take note of the virtuous woman, On's wife, right, in the Torah narrative, Dawid's first wife, Michal, right here. Yes, I, a virtuous woman who can find. Rise up the chant.
Mazmur 58 በቀንነት 59 ለመዘምራን አለቃ አጣጥፋ ሳኦል ይገድሉት ዘንድ ቤቱን እንዲጠብቁ በላከ ጊዜ የዳዊት ቅኔ አምላኬ ሆይ ከጠላቶች አድነኝ በላይም ከቆሙት አስጥለኝ ከግፍ አድራጊዎች ታደገኝ ከደም ሰዎችም አድነኝ እነሆ ነፍሴን ሸምቀውባታልና ብርቶችም በላዬ ተሰበሰቡ አቤቱ በበደሌም አይደለም በኃጢአቴም አይደለም ያለ በደል ሮጥ ተዘጋጀሁም ተነስ ተቀበለኝ እይም አንተም አቤቱ የኃያላን አምላክ የእስራኤል አምላክ አሕዛብን ሁሉ ትጎበኛቸው ዘንድ ተነስ አመጽ የሚያደርጉትን ሁሉ አስተማራቸው ማታ ይመለሱ እንደ ውሾችም ይራቡ በከተማም ይዙሩ እነሆ ባፋቸው አስተምተው ይናገራሉ ሰይፍም በከንፈሮቻቸው አለ
ማን ይሰማል ይላሉ አንተ ግን አቤቱ ተሰቀባቸዋለህ አህዛብንም ሁሉ ትነቃቸዋለህ እግዚአብሔር መጠጊያዬ ነውና ኃይሌን ወደ አንተ አስጠጋል ያምላኬ ቸርነቱ ይገናኘኛል አምላኬ በጠላቶቼ ላይ ያሳየኛል ሕግህን እንዳይረሱ አትግደላቸው አቤቱ ጋሻዬ በኃይልህ በትናቸው አውርዳቸው ስላፋቸው ኃጢአት ስለከንፈራቸውም ቃል መርገምንና ሐሰትን ስለሚናገሩ በትዕቢታቸው ይጠመዱ በቁጣ አጥፋቸው እንዳይኖርም አጥፋቸው የያዕቆብም አምላክ እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ እንዲገዛ ይወቁ ማታ ይመለሱ እንደ ውሾችም ይራቡ በከተማም ይዞሩ እነርሱም መብል ለመፈለግ ይበተኑ ያልጠገቡ እንደሆነም ያንጎራጉራሉ እኔ ግን ለኃይልህ እቀኛለሁ በምሕረትህም ማልዶ ደስ ይለኛል በመከራዬ ቀን መጠጊያዬና አምባዬ ሆነህኛልና ረዳቴ ሆይ ላንተ ለአምላኬ ዘምራለሁ አንተ አምላኬ መጠጊያዬ ምሕረቴም ነህና
People still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know, bring across to them. And the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
So here, today's daily song from the King of Kings Bible, the Royal Amharic Book of the Seven Seals. Here we have prayer and danger offered against evils and evildoers. Right here.
Salamta. Aina. Greetings, brothers and sisters. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here in the royal Amharic, the Mezmore Dawit, Mezmore Hamsa Zetain. Hamsa zetain. Psalm 59. Steam kufuochin bemekawem yekarabe selot. Kufuochin bemekawem yekarabe selot. A prayer presented in opposition, right? In confronting and in opposition against the evildoers, kufuochin, bemekawem, yekarebe selot. Now, in the Sefer Tehillim, Hebraically speaking, you know, from the lower degrees to the high degrees right here, we have this as a prayer in danger in the English, kufuochin, bemekawem, yekarebe selot. A prayer offered, a prayer presented, a selot, yekarebe selot, a prayer brought near, karebe, he drew near, yekarebe, right, karev, huka, krav maga, drawing near, spiritually, right, spiritual warfare here, kufuochin, bemekawem, yekarebe selot, a prayer in danger, a prayer in opposing, right, in downposing evil and evildoers, in opposition to the evil ops, a prayer presented here in opposition to the evil ops. So here we have the authorized, revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzhav Kedus, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Line, the Tribe of Judah, the Root of David, of Garmawi Karmawi, Haile Selassie, Siyume Xiaviha, Nikus Neges, Ze Ethiopia, Weep Not, Behold. So here he's revealed to open the book. So here we take a look in the book, the Authorized, Revised, Amharic Bible, what we refer to here as the HSV, Haile Selassie Version, comparing and contrasting side by side with the KJV, the King James Version. Beginning off with the superscription, Bamarinya ask and more firstly Nemhark Le Mezemran Aleka. Le Mezemran Aleka. To the chief musician or the musician, Mezemran, Le Mezemran, Le Mezemran, Le Mezemran Aleka. The chief of the musician. La Menatziach in the Hebrew. La Menatziach. To the Menatziach. Le to the Mezemran Aleka. Atatifa. Atatifa, 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 al tashchet, in the Hebrew, al tashchet, tashchet. KJV has, so the chief musician, al tashchet, tashchet, as it says here, someone would read as tas or tashit, tashit, tashchet, the struggle to try to figure out what is it saying. It's al tashchet in the Hebrew, al tashchet in the Royal Amharic, atatifa, atatifa. Do not destroy, atatifa, al tashchet. Do not destroy a miktam. It's a miktam, mikhtam, 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 miktam. It's a kinneh, golden composition, a kinneh. The kinneh is a kinneh, right? Ethiopically speaking, a kinneh. Mikhtam, mikhtam, mikhtam. It says, Saul, ye gedlut zen, beitun and diyatev ku, be lake gize, ye dawit kinneh. Ye dawit kinneh. We have Lid Dawid, Mikatam, Mikatam, Lid Dawid, Mikatam, Ye Dawid, Kine. Saul, 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 here point at Saul, Ye Gedlut Zen, Beitun, and Diet Abuku, Belake Gize, Ye Dawid, Kine. Lid Dawid, Mikatam, Be Shiloah, Shaul, why Yishmeru etahabait, La Hemito. Beit, Beitun. Saul, ye gedlut zen, Beitun in di yatevuku velake gize yadawita kene. When Saul sent, velake gize, when Saul sent and they watched the house, Beitun in di yatevuku, Beitun in di tevuku, why yishmuru eta havit. Beitun in di tevuku, when they watched the house to kill him. You get loot zen, you get loot zen, you get loot zen. Lahimito, lahimito, lahimito to kill David. So we have the superscription right here. Today's daily psalm right here, prayer in danger. Kufuotin bemekawim, bemekawim yekareves selot. Prayer brought near right here. Kufuotin bemekawim, opposing, confronting, and opposing evil. Besama'av, wewelid, wemenfesu kedus, ahadu, amlak, kut'er'an, verse 1. Amlak ehoi, kat ratoche adnein, belayim kakomut astelein. Deliver, I live I, from mine enemies, oh my God, oh my source, amlak ehoi. Defend me, defend I from them that rise up against me, from them that rise up against I. Kat ratoche adnein. Belayim kakomut astelein, kagufad ragi wochat adegein, kademas wochim adnein. Deliver, I live I, from the workers of iniquity, and save me, save I, from bloody men, kagufad ragi wochat adegein, kademas wochim adnein. Inho, nefsin ashem ko batalin, nabartu wochim belayet esabesavu, avetu, bebedele my delem, bechati ati my delem. For lo, look, inho, here it is. They lie in wait for my soul. Nefsin Hashem ko batalina. The mighty are gathered against me. The mighty are gathered against I. Vartu ochim belaye teseves sabu. Not for my transgression. Avetu bebedele my delem. Nor for my sin. Oh, avetu. Oh, I father, his father. Oh, father of the house. Avetu, be bedele my delem. Be chatiate my delem. Yale bedele rotuhu, tezegajuhu. Tenes atekevelein, yim. They run and prepare themselves without fault. Awake to help I and behold. Now, it's interesting here, as well as in the Septuagint, we have Yale bedel, without fault. here. It says, Yalebedela rotohu, I ran to Zagad Jehum, and I prepared. Tenes, rise up, arise. Arise, awake. Tenes, tekebeleng, tekebeleng, tekebeleng. Kabbalah, I. Receive, I. Tekebeleng, tekebeleng. Iyim, 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 and see. Yalebedela rotohu, to Zagad Jehum. Tenes, tekebeleng. Tekebeleng iyim antem avetu yehayalan amlak yisrael amlak ahzabinu hulu tegwebenyacho zen tenes ametza yemiyadargutinu hulu atamaracho. Thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Yisrael, antem avetu, our father's father, O father of the house, yehayalan amlak Yisrael amlak ahzabin hulu tegwebenyachosen tenes, a way to visit all the heathen, all the nations, all the peoples. Ahzabin hulu tegwebenyachosen tenes ametza yemiyadargutin hulu atamarach. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressors, Selah. Mata yimelesu, inda wishochim yirabu, bekatamama yuzuru. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Mata yimelesu, inda wishochim yirabu, bekatamama yuzuru. Inahu bafachowa semto yinagralu. Seifin, seifima bekenfrochacho ale. Man yisemal. Yelalu. Behold, they belch out with their mouth, swords in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? Inneho, bafacho asemto yinagralu. Seifim abekenferochacho ale. Man yusamal, yelalu. Antegin avetu. Tisik avachuale. Azabnim mohulua tinak achuale. But thou, the I, Abirtu, I father his father, O father of the house, shalt laugh at them. Tisikabachuale, tisikabachuale, tisikabachuale. Thou shalt have all the heathen, all the nations, all the Gentile, all the peoples in derision. Azabinimuhulu, tinakachuale, egziavihar, metegiayenuina, hailema wadanta, asategalo. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee, I, for God, the true good, the sustainer, the good, the generous, Av, Father, is my defense, my refuge. Yamlake chornetu, ye agenanyinyal, amlake betratoche la yasayinyal. The God, the good, the source of my mercy shall prevent, I shall visit, I shall meet, I am la ke charnetu, ye genanyinyal. Am la ke, my source, shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies, bet la toche lai, yasayinyal. But la toche la yasayinyal higahin and daya resua ata atigdelacho abetu kashayi behailihi betanacho awurdacho him. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Higahin and thy resu, so that the eyes hig, the eyes tor, the eyes law be not forgotten. Higahin and thy resu, atigdelacho, don't slay them not, lest my people forget, lest the law be forgotten. Scatter them by thy power and bring them down. O Lord, our shield, Avetu, our father's father, father of the house, Gashayi, Gashayi, my shield, Hailehir, Betanacho, Awurdachuim, Sila facho wahat yata sila kanferacho wimak al margamina hesetina silamia nagaru bet vitacho wa yitemedu. For the sin, the archery of their mouth and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. And for cursing and lying which they speak, sila facho hat yata sila kanferacho wimak al margamina hesetina silamina garu bet vitacho yitemedu. And I in a room at a facho. Yeah, yeah, I call him mom like his committer that address in Digaza. You work consumed in wrath, consumed that they may not be. And let them make them know that the Amlak, the source of Jacob, ruleth, that Amlak, the source, ruleth in Jacob, even to the ends of the earth, Selah. Bekuta tefacho, and I in Noruma tefacho. Ye Yaakovim Amlak, iskamidr data adresa, in Digeza, Yuaku. Mata yimelesu, in the Wishochim Yerabu, Bekatamama Yuzuru. And at evening, let them return. Mata yimelesu. And let them make a noise like a dog, like dogs. In the Wishochim Yerabu. In the Wishochim Yerabu. Let them be hungry, right? Like dogs, starving like dogs. In the Wishochim Yerabu. The Katamama Yuzuru. And go round about the city. And arsuma mebila le mefelega yibetanu. Yala tegavu indahonem yana gore guralu. Let them wander up and down. Up and down, let them wander up and down for meat, for meal, for food. And arsuma mebila le mefelega yibetanu. And grudge if they be not satisfied. Yala tegavu indahonem yana gore guralu. Inegin le hailihe kenyalo. Bemehiretihim maldo desilenyal. Bemekrayik en metekiyaye nam baye honehenyalina. But I will sing of thy power. Inegin. Le chaylihe ikenyalo. I will compose to thy chayil. Le chaylihe ikenyalo. Bemehiretihim amaldo desayilenyal. I will sing aloud of thy mercy, in the morning. Bemehiretihim amaldo desayilenyal. Bemekrayik en metegiyayinam baye honehinyalina. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Redate hoy, la ante la amlake zemralo. Ante amlake metegiyaye mehirete manehina. For to thee I, O my strength, O my helper, redate hoy, my helper, redate hoy, le ante, le amlake, zemralo. Will I sing, will I chant eyes to the eye, my source, le ante, le amlake, zemralo. Ante, amlake, metegiyaye, mehirete manehina. For my source, the eye, my source, my defense, the source of my mercy and my mercy, 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 mercy.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Mazmur 58. Bekenif 59. Lemazemran alaka attatfa. ሳኦል ይገድሉት ዘንድ ቤቱን እንዲጠብቁ በላከ ጊዜ የዳዊት ቅኔ። አምላኬ ሆይ ከጠላቶች አድነኝ፣ በላይም ከቆሙት አስጥለኝ። ከግፍ አድራጊዎች ታደገኝ፣
ከደም ሰዎችም አድነኝ ንሆ ነፍሴን ሸምቀውባታልና ብርቶችም በላይ ተሰበሰቡ አቤቱ በበደሌም አይደለም በኃጢአቴም አይደለም ያለ በደል ሮጥሁ ተዘጋጀሁም ተነስ ተቀበለኝ እይም አንተም አቤቱ የሃያላን አምላክ የእስራኤል አምላክ አሕዛብን ሁሉ ትጎበኛቸው ዘንድ ተነስ አመጽ የሚያደርጉትን ሁሉ አትማራቸው ማታ ይመለሱ እንደ ውሾችም ይራቡ በከተማም ይዙሩ እነሆ ባፋቸው አሰምተው ይናገራሉ ሰይፍም በከንፈሮቻቸው አለ ማን ይሰማል ይላሉ አንተ ግን አቤቱ ተሰቀባቸዋለህ አሕዛብንም ሁሉ ትንቃቸዋለህ እግዚአብሔር መጠጊያዬ ነውና ኃይሌን ወደ አንተ አስጠጋለሁ ያምላኬ ቸርነቱ ይገናኘኛል አምላኬ በጠላቶቼ ላይ ያሳየኛል ሕግህን እንዳይረሱ አትግደላቸው አቤቱ ጋሻዬ በኃይልህ በትናቸው አውርዳቸው ስላፋቸው ኃጢአት ስለከንፈራቸውም ቃል መርገምንና ሐሰትን ስለሚናገሩ በትዕቢታቸው ይጠመዱ በቁጣ አጥፋቸው እንዳይኖርም አጥፋቸው የያዕቆብም አምላክ እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ እንዲገዛ ይወቁ ማታ ይመለሱ እንደ ውሾችም ይራቡ በከተማም ይዙሩ እነርሱም መብል ለመፈለግ ይበተኑ ያልጠገቡ እንደሆነም ያንጎራጉራሉ እኔ ግን ለኃይልህ እቀኛለሁ በምሕረትህም ማልዶ ደስ ይለኛል በመከራዬ ቀን መጠጊያዬና አምባዬ ሆነኸኛልና ረዳቴ ሆይ ላንተ ለአምላኬ ዘምራለሁ አንተ አምላኬ መጠጊያዬ ምሕረቴም ነህና
Legashun, Agarashu, Memelech, Memelegashun, Zengashwe, Ethiopia Menash, you know. But who want the next verse with Amalek?
Bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the Bible, bring forth the
Bible. Some people still searching for this truth here, which this reggae music, you know. Bring Christ to them, and the only purpose it serves is to tell the people about Rastafari.
Psalm 59. Deliver me from mine enemies, O my God. Defend me from them that rise up against me. Deliver me from the workers of iniquity, and save me from bloody men. For lo, they lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. Not for my transgression, nor for my sin, O Lord. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Awake to help me, and behold. Thou therefore, O Lord God of hosts, the God of Israel, awake to visit all the heathen. Be not merciful to any wicked transgressor. Selah. They return at evening. They make a noise like a dog and go round about the city. Behold, they belch out with their mouth. Swords are in their lips. For who, say they, doth hear? But thou, O Lord, shalt laugh at them. Thou shalt have all the heathen in derision. Because of his strength will I wait upon thee. For God is my defense. God of my mercy shall prevent me. God shall let me see my desire upon mine enemies. Slay them not, lest my people forget. Scatter them by thy power, and bring them down, O Lord our shield. For the sin of their mouth, and the words of their lips, let them even be taken in their pride. And for cursing and lying which they speak, consume them in wrath. Consume them that they may not be, and let them know that God ruleth in Jacob unto the ends of the earth. See them. And at evening let them return, and let them make a noise like a dog, and go round about the city. Let them wander up and down for meat, and grudge if they be not satisfied. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning, for thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy, 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 God of my mercy.
Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Blessed are thee, the I, O Sovereign, our power, King of the universe, eternal King, Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam.
Bless these Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Jah Rastafari, who liveth and reigneth with I and I continually ever faithful, ever sure. Jah Rastafari, with no apology. And this is the Rastaman vibration.
Rasta. It's something from your heart.
Heartically, Rastafari, hard to call. Hey, here we have the 38th sabbatical study here for Shabbat Korah. Sabbath cold as ice, crazy ball heads. Yes, I. Shabbat Korah. Call it Sabbath ball head, crazy ball head, but not for the physical or the fleshy reasons, but because of the metaphysical unproductiveness, you know, like crops during winter time. The ground is bald of crops. That's a sense of korah. It also has a sense of cold, right? Cold in a sense of unproductive, baldness in a sense of being bald of fruit, without fruit. Similar to the incident of Robeno and the tree, the fig tree that had a lot of leaves. You know, like when fruit trees and fig trees are ready, they have their fruit, they often have a certain look to them, right? But if you were to look at a tree that had leaves on it as other trees that are fruitful, and then you go up to it and it'd be bald, it's bald of fruit. That's the sense of Korah right here, About to ride up right here with this 38th sabbatical. Here we have rebellion after rebellion, complaining and grumbling in the wilderness. The 40-year period of time, over this 38-year period of time, all of the ups and downs, the follies and the undercrounds of the children of Israel. Here we have a psychological profile of the once lost, now found black and brown, even in the Americas and the Caribbean. But here before we ride up with the Baraka, the blessing here for the reading of the Aliyot here, for this 38th sabbatical study, I'd like to share this tune right here. Cornel Campbell, blessed are they that keep Jah's commandment.
Uh-huh.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was choosing. It's funny, but it's true.
Call in, call in, call in to hear the full of full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761. One to hear the full of full now.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Rastafari.
Yes, yes, yes. Check out the Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube here. Looking forward to the second part for the first day service, Sunday service, but here for the Aliyot Torah reading and feeding right here for this 38th sabbatical study. First thing first, the Baraka, the blessing for the reading of HaTorah.
Barku et Yahuaham Barak. Barku et Adonai Ham Barak. Bless Adonai, who is blessed. Baruch Adonai Ham Barak Le'olam Wa'ad. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever. Now and forever. Baruch Adonai Ham Barak Le'olam Wa'ed. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melek Ha'olam Asher Bahar Banu Mikol Ha'amim U'natan Lanu Et Torato. Baruch Ata Adonai Noten Ha'Torah. Blessed is Adonai, who is blessed now and forever and forever. Blessed art the I, Adonai, I and I Elohim, sovereign of the universe, king of the universe, eternal king, who has chosen I and I from among the peoples and given us the Torah, HaTorah, Torato, his Torah. Bless be the I, Adonai, who gives HaTorah.
Baruch atah Adonai.
Rastafari. Rastafari. Rastafari.
Blessings of the Torah before the Torah portion reading in the Hebrew and English tongue. Baraku et Yahweh Hamburak. Baruch Yahweh Hamburak. Leolam Vayet. Baruch atah Yahweh, Eloheinu melech haolam, asher bekarbenu mebo hamayim, venutan lanu et torato. Baruch atah Yahweh, notein ha Torah. Bless Yahweh, the Blessed One. Blessed is Yahweh, the Blessed One, for all eternity. Blessed are you, Yahweh, our Almighty, King of the universe, who selected us from all the peoples and gave us His Torah. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Giver of the Torah.
Joy by thy light, thy light be a testament to the light that shineth through the night. Humble lion, I not to forward and reach a mount lion. To be following the light of the Lamb and the Lion, the Most Holy One, the Father and the Son. Read it in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Me a tell you not read up your Bible.
My advice to all, advice to all is to fulfill the Ten Commandments.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi, Inflasia.
The whole place is due for help.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, 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 Shabbat shalom, yes I, for the Shabbat, Korach. Shalom, 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 Shabbat shalom, yes I, for the Shabbat, Korach. Sabbath, Korah. Sabbath, Bald head. Sabbath, Korach. Sabbath, cold. Right, cold, bald head. The meaning of the name Korach. Korach. Get into that as I now move forward. But here. Give ear right here. Here. This first Aliyah for Shabbat, Korach, Senbet Korei, B'shem Ha'ab V'Habein V'Ruach Ha'Kadosh Yahuwah Echad. First Aliyah, the Rishon Aliyah, for this 38th sabbatical Torah portion reading and feeding for this Shabbat strong. Vayikach Korach, Ben Yitzhar, Ben Kahat, Ben Lewi, Datan wa Abiram b'nei Eliab wa On ben Pelet b'nei Reuben. Here picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called, known as Numbers, the Sefer Bamidbar. Numbers chapter 16, the years of wandering. Second item, the gainsaying of Korah, the gainsaying of Korach. Now Korah, Korach, the son of Izhar, the son of Kohath, the son of Lewi, and Datan, and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, and On, the son of Pelet, son of Reuben, took. Man. Vayikach Korach, and Korah took. And they rose up before Moshe, with certain of the Bnei Yisrael, 250 princes of the assembly, famous in the congregation, men of renown. And they gathered themselves together against Moshe and against Aharon, and said to them, ye take too much upon you, seeing all the congregation, the congregation are holy, every one of them, and the Yahweh is among them. Wherefore then lift ye y'all up yourselves above the congregation, the aggregation of the Yahweh, And when Moshe heard it, he fell upon his face, and he spake to Korach, and to all his company, saying, even tomorrow the Yahweh will shew who are his and who is holy, and will cause him to come near to him, even him whom he hath chosen will he cause to come near to him. Take you senses, Korach and all his company, and put fire therein, and put incense, Aishin, in them, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah tomorrow. And it shall be that the man whom the Yahweh doth choose, he shall be holy,
holy, holy, holy.
Ye take too much upon you, ye sons of Levi, y'all sons of Levi. And Moshe said to Korach, hear, I pray you, ye, y'all sons of Levi, seemeth it but a small thing to you, that the Elohim Yisrael, the Elohim of Yisrael, hath separated you from the congregation, the aggregation of Yisrael, to bring you near to himself, to do the service of the tabernacle of the Yahweh, and to stand before the congregation, the aggregation, to minister to them. And he hath brought the eye near to him, and all thy brethren, the sons of Levi, the sons of Levi, with thee. And seek ye y'all the kahuna, the kinet, the priesthood also, for which cause both thou and all thy company are gathered together against the Yahweh. And what is Aharon that ye that y'all murmur against him? And Moshe sent to call Datan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, which said, we will not come up. Is it a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of a land that, a small thing that thou hast brought us up out of a land that floweth with milk and honey, to kill us in our Bamidbar, in the wilderness, except thou, I, make thyself altogether a prince over. Hear, Shema, Yisrael. Give ear, Rastafari. Give ear, and hear. The Sheni, Aliyah. The second Aliyah for this Shabbat, Korach, Sendet, Korei. The Sheni Aliyah. Here, picking up at verse 14, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book that is called Numbers, Sefer Bamidbar. Numbers, chapter 16, here at verse 14, for the Sheni Aliyah. Aflo illa eretza zabat chalab u debash ha bi otanu wa titen lanu nachlata sadeh wa karem ha Aine ha anashim ha hem ti na ker lo na ele lo na ele 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 na ele. Here for the Sheni, second Aliyah for this Shabbat Korah. Here picking up fourth book of Moses, Numbers, chapter 16, verse 14. Moreover, Moreover, thou hast not brought us into a land that floweth with milk and honey. A land that floweth with chalav u'dabash, milk and honey. Or given us inheritance of fields and vineyards and vineyards and vineyards and vineyards. Wilt thou put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up. Lo,
na ille,
na ille,
na ille,
na ille, lo, na ille. We would not aliyah up. And Moshe was very wroth and said to the Yahweh, respect not thou their offering. I have not taken one ass from them, neither have I hurt one of them. Moses said to Korah, be thou and all thy company, listen to Yahuwah before Jehovah, thou, I, and they, and Aharon tomorrow, and take every man his censer, and put incense in them, and bring ye y'all, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, every man his censer. 250 censers, thou, the I also, and Aharon, each of you, his censer. And they took every man his censer and put fire in them and laid incense, aishens, thereon and stood in the door, the petach, of the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, with Moshe where Aharon and Korach gathered all the congregation against them to the petach of the Ohel Moed, of the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the congregation, and the Kabodiyahuah, and the glory of Jehovah appeared to all the congregation, to all the congregation.
Father and son. Father and son. Father and son.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad.
Shema Yisrael, Shema Rastafari Hoy. Give ear, right here. Shema is a Shalishi Aliyah, Anafora, the offering up, the up offering, the Shalishi, the third Aliyah for this Shabbat, Korach, send that Korach. Here, picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book, called Numbers at verse 20 for the Shalishi Aliyah, Anafora, offering up for this Shabbat Korach. Here at verse 20, Numbers 16, verse 20. Why daber Yahuah illa Moshe v'il Aharon lemor hiya badlu mitoka ha'eda hazot why kale otama karaga. Here. Shalishi Aliyah, and Yahweh Yahuwah spake to Moshe and to Aharon Lemor, saying, separate yourselves. He abadlu mitoka ha'eda hazot. Separate yourselves from this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. Why kale otam k'raga. And they fell upon their faces and said, O God, the God of all, of the spirit of all flesh, shall one man sin? And wilt thou be wroth with all the aggregation? And they fell upon their faces and said, Why yipulu Allah b'nehem? Vayomru el Elohe haruchot lekol basara. Shall one man sin, O El, the Elohim, Elohe haruchot, the Elohim of the spirits of the irits, lekol basara, for all flesh. Shall one man akab, and wilt thou the eye be wroth, be righted with all the congregation? And Yahweh Jehovah spake to Moshe Lemor, saying, speak to the aggregation, the congregation, saying, get you up from about the tabernacle, the tent of Korah, Datan, Abiram, and Abiram. And Moshe rose up and went to Datan and Abiram. And the Ziknei Yisrael and the elders of Yisrael followed him. And he spake to the congregation, saying, depart, I pray the eye, from the tents of these wicked, these ratchet men, and touch no thing of theirs, lest ye all be consumed in all their akaris, chatiat, and all their sins. So they got up from the tabernacle of Korah, Datan, Abiram, and Abiram on every side, and Datan and Abiram came out and stood in the door of their tents, and their wives and their sons and their little children. And Moshe said, hereby ye y'all shall know that the Yahweh have sent I to do all these works, for I have not done them of mine own mind. If these men die the common death of all men, or if they be visited after the visitation of all men, then Yahweh Jehovah have not sent I. But if Yahweh, if Jehovah make a new thing, and the earth open her mouth and swallow them up with all that appertain to them, and they go down quick into the pit, then ye, y'all, shall understand that these men have provoked the Yahweh. And it came to pass, as he had made an end of speaking all these words, the Bari, these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, and their houses, and all the men that appertaineth to Korah, Korah, and all their goods, they and all that appertaineth to them went down alive into the pit, and the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the aggregation. And all Yisrael that were round about them fled at the cry of them, and they said, lest the earth swallow us up also. And there came out a fire from Jehovah and consumed the 250 men that offered Aishans, that offered incense. And now hear, Shema Yisrael, Shema Rastafari Chabarim. Hear at verse 36. Here, when we get to verse 36 of the KJV, the King James Version, in the Hebrew Masorah, the Chumash, the Masoretic. In the Masoretic, this is where chapter 17, the Yod Zayin, Yud Zayin chapter, the 17th chapter begins right here, the 16th chapter ending at verse 35. So in some of the Aliyot that we have forward, that's the Hebrew order, but right here at verse 36, we continue. But just note this right here, chapter 17 in the Hebrew begins at verse 36, at verse 35. Chapter 16 ends, but here in the KJV, we are still in chapter 16. Verse 36, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers, chapter 16, KJV, verse 36, in the Hebrew Chumash, the Masoretic, this will be verse 1 of chapter 17. And the Yahweh Jehovah spake to Moshe, saying, speak to Eleazar, the son of Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest, that he take up the censers out of the burning, and scatter thou the fire yonder, for they are hallowed, they are set apart, the censers of these ukkers, of these sinners, against their own souls, their own psyches. Let them make them broad plates for a covering of the Mizbeah, the altar. For they offer them lifnei Yahweh before Jehovah. Therefore they are hallow, they are set apart. And they shall be a sign to the Bnei Yisrael, to the sons, the children of Yisrael. And Eleazar HaKohen, the priest, took the brazen censers wherewith they that were burnt had offered, and they were made broad plates for a covering of ha-mizbeach of the altar to be, a memorial to the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, that no stranger, which is not of the seed of Aharon, come near to offer aishens, incense, lifnei Yahuwah, before Jehovah, that he be not as Korach, as Korah, as Korah, as Korah, as Korah, as Korah, as Korah, and as his company, as the Yahweh said to him by the hand of Moshe. But on the morrow, all the congregation, all the aggregation of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael, murmured against Moshe and against Aharon, saying, ye, y'all have killed the people of the Yahweh. And it came to pass when the congregation, the aggregation, gathered against Moshe, against Moses, and against Aharon, against Aaron, that they looked toward the tabernacle of the congregation, the tent of meeting, the Ohel Moed, and behold, behold, Hine, 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 Ha, Etnan, Etnan, the cloud covered it, and the the glory, the kavod of Jehovah appeared. And Moshe and Aharon came before the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting. And here, in the KJV, at verse 44 is the Rebi'i, Aliyah. Corresponding in the Hebrew, the Masoretic, the Chumash, with Numbers chapter 17, verse 9. But here in the KJV, for those following along the KJV, in Numbers chapter 16, verse 44, is the fourth Aliyah for this Shabbat Korah, this Sabbath Korah, Sendet Korah. Here at verse 44 in the KJV, Numbers 16:44, King James Version, English Bibles, the Hebrew Masoretic, the Chumash. We're at Numbers chapter 17, verse 9, for the Rebi'i, the fourth Aliyah, for this Shabbat Korach, 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 Korach. Y'adaberi Yahuwah il Moshe le'mor. And the Yahweh spake to Moshe, saying, Heromu mitoka ha edah ha zot wa ekaleh otama kraga wa ya yiplu ala pnehem. Get you up from among this congregation. Heromu mitoka ha edah ha zot. Get the eye up from amongst this congregation, that I may consume them in a moment. Wa ekale otama kraga, that I may consume them in a moment. Wa ekale otam kraga raga 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 raga. And they fell upon their faces. Wayiplu ala pnehem. And Moses said to Aharon, to Aaron, take a censer and put fire therein from off ha-mizbeach, from off the altar, and put on incense, aishens, and go quickly into the congregation, the aggregation, and make an atonement. Make an atonement for them. For there is wrath, there is wrath gone forth from the Yahweh. The plague is begun. And Aharon took as Moshe commanded and ran into the midst of the congregation, aggregation, and behold, the plague was begun among Ha'am, among the people. And he put on aishens, on incense, and made an atonement for Ha'am. And he stood between the dead and the living, the living, the living, the living, living, and the plague was stayed. Now, they that died in the plague were 14,700, beside them that died about the matter of Korah, the matter of Korah. And Aharon returned to Moshe to the Petach, to the door of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of appointment, the tabernacle of the aggregation, and the plague. And the plague, 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 plague,
plague, plague, plague.
Now they that died in the plague were 14,700, beside them that died about the matter of Korah. And Aaron returned unto Moses unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation, and the plague was stayed.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
Shema, Shema Yisrael, 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 Yisrael. Give ear, give ear, give ear. And here, for this Shabbat of Korach, here, picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is called and known as Numbers. In the KJV, we are at Numbers chapter 17, the years of wandering. The third item here is Aharon, Aharon, Aaron's, Aaron's rod, 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 Aaron's rod that budded. Here in the KJV, the English Bibles, the King James Version, it's Numbers chapter 17, here for the Chamishi, the Hamishi Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. But in the Hebrew, the Masoretic Torah text, the Chumash, we are already in chapter 17, Numbers 17, verse 16. So in the Hebrew, for those following along in the Hebrew, it is Numbers chapter 17, the Hebrew Masoretic text, chapter 17, verse 16, for this Chamishi, 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 Chamishi. But here in the KJV, corresponding, that corresponds to the King James Version, chapter 17, verse 1. So Shema for this Chamishi Aliyah, offering up Anafora for this Shabbat Korach, Senbet Korach, Korach, Korei, 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 Korei. Picking up with Y Daveri Yahuwah El Moshe Lemor. And Yahweh spake to Moshe, spake to Moses, saying, Daver, 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 Daber, speak, Daber, Il Bnei Yisrael, Wikach, Meye Itama, Mate, Mate, Li Beita Av, Meita, Kola Nesihehem, Li Beita, Botama, Sheneim, Osara, Matot, Isha, Eta, Shemo, Tiktov Allah Matehu. Here, picking up the KJV, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book of Numbers, chapter 17, verse 2. In the Chumash, the Hebrew, Numbers chapter 17, verse 17. Speak, Daber, speak to the children of Israel, Daber il bnei Israel, and take, 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 wikach, wikach, and take, wik, and ach, 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 ach. Take of every one of them a rod according to the house of their fathers. Wikach meitama mateh mateh le beitav of all their princes according to the house of their fathers. 12 rods. Me'eta kol nisiehem li beita votama shenem asar.
Matota, Isha Eta Shemo Tikotov Al Matehu. Write thou, the eye, every man's name upon his rod. And thou shalt write Aharon, Aaron's name, upon the rod of Lewi, of Levi. For one rod shall be for the head, for the Rosh, for the Ras, for the head of the house of their fathers. And thou shalt lay them up in the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of the appointment, before the testimony, where I will meet with you. And it shall come to pass that the man's rod, whom I shall choose, shall blossom, and I will make to cease from me, to cease from I, the murmurings of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Israel, whereby they murmur against you. And Moshe spake to the Bnei Yisrael, and every one of their princes gave him a rod apiece. For each prince one, according to their father's houses, even 12 rods. And the rod of Aharon was among their rods. And Moshe laid up the rod lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah in the tabernacle of witness. And it came to pass that on the morrow, Moshe went into the tabernacle of witness, and behold, hine, the rod of Aharon for the house, the bait of Lewi, the house of Levi, was budded, and brought forth buds, and bloomed the blossoms, and yielded almonds. And Moshe brought out all the rods from Lifnei Yahuwah before Jehovah to all the Bnei Yisrael, to all the children, the sons of Israel. And they looked and took every man his rod. And here, for the Sheishi. Here we have the Sheishi for the sixth Aliyah, the sixth offering up, Anafora, for this Shabbat Korach, Senbet Korei. Here at verse 10 in the KJV, King James Version, it will be Numbers, fourth book of Moses, Hebrew book called Numbers, chapter 17, at verse 10 for the Sheishi. In the Masoretic text, in the Hebrew, the Chumash, it will be Numbers, chapter 17, here at verse 25. So the correspondence for the realignment of the verses right here. Here picking up with the KJV, the English Bible, Numbers chapter 17 at verse 10. The Hebrew first word right here. Vayomer Yahweh el Moshe ha-shev et ha-mate Aharon lifnei ha-edut le-mishamaret le-ot lifnei meri u tikal Lunotama me alai we lo yamutu. And the Yahweh said to Moshe, to Moses, why Yomeri Yahweh il Moshe, bring Aharon's rod again before the testimony. Bring Aaron's rod again before the testimony. Ha-shev eta mate Aharon lifnei ha-edut, to be kept for a token against the rebels, to be kept for a token against the rebel. Le-mishmereta le-ot lifnei meri, to be kept for a token against the sons of bitterness, the Bnei Meri, the sons of bitterness, the rebels. And thou shalt quite take away their murmurings. Thou shalt quite take away Utekalatir Luonotam Me Alai, from me, from I, that they die not, Ulo Yamutu. And Moshe did so.
as Yahweh commanded him, so did he. And the Bnei Yisrael, the children, the sons of Yisrael, spake to Moshe, saying, Behold, we, I and I die. We, I and I perish. We, I and I all perish. Behold, we die. We're lost. We're all lost. Whosoever cometh anything near to the tabernacle of the Yahweh, Yahweh, Jehovah, shall die. Shall we, I and I, be consumed with dying? And here, fourth book of Moshe, Hebrew book called Numbers. At chapter 18, both the English KJV, King James Version, as well as the Hebrew, the Masoretic text, the Chumash, are aligned again. So both we are in chapter 18 according to the Masoretic, the Hebrew text, and according to the King James Version, the translation, here at chapter 18. The wandering, the years of wandering,
years of wandering, years of wandering, 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 wandering.
Continuing in the theme of the years of wandering, the fourth item, Aharon, Aaron, and the Levite, Halloween, the Lewawion confirmed in their privileges and responsibilities. And the Yahweh said to Aharon, Thou, the I, and thy sons, and thy father's bait, thy father's house with thee, I, shall bear the iniquity of the sanctuary, and thou, the I, and thy sons with thee, I, shall bear the iniquity of your kahuna, your kahunat, your priesthood, and thy brethren also of the tribe of Levi, of Levi, the tribe of thy father, bring thou, the I, with thee, I, that they may be joined to thee, I, and minister to thee, I. But thou and thy sons with thee, I, shall minister before the tabernacle of witness. And they shall keep thy charge and the charge of all the tabernacle. Only they shall not come near the vessels of the sanctuary and the altar ha-mizbeah, that neither they nor ye y'all also die. And they shall be joined to thee, I, and keep the charge of the tabernacle of the congregation for all the service of the tabernacle. And a stranger shall not come near to you, to the I. And ye y'all shall keep the charge of the sanctuary and the charge of ha-mizbeach, of the altar, that there be no wrath, no rot any more upon the Bnei Yisrael, upon the children, the sons of Yisrael. And I, hine, behold, I have taken your brethren, Halloween, the Lewawion, the Levites, from among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons of children of Israel, to you they are, given as a gift for the Yahweh, to do the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, the aggregation. Therefore thou, the I, and the I sons, thy sons with thee I, shall keep your priest's office for everything of ha-mizbeach, of the altar, and within the veil, and ye y'all shall serve. I have given your priest's office to you as a service of gift. And the stranger that cometh nigh near shall be put to death. And Yahweh and Jehovah spake to Aharon, Aaron, hine, behold, look, see, here it is. I also have given thee, I, the charge of mine heave offerings of all the hallowed things, set apart things of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons, the children of Yisrael. To thee, I, have I given them by reason of the anointing. And to thy sons by an ordinance forever. This shall be thine of the most holy things, the most set apart things, reserved from the fire. Every oblation of theirs, every meal, mincha, meal offering, grain offering of theirs, and every chatat, sin, akri, offering of theirs, and every trespass, asham, guilt, offering of theirs, which they shall render to me, to I, shall be most holy, most set apart for thee, I, and for the I sons, thy sons. In the most set apart holy place shalt thou eat it. Every male, zakar, shall eat it. It shall be holy, set apart to thee, I.
And this is thine, the heave offering of their gift with all the wave offerings of the Bnei Yisrael. I have given them to thee, I, and to thy sons, and to thy daughters with thee, I, by a statute for Iva. Everyone that is clean in Beitikah, in thy bait, in thy house, shall eat of it, all the best of the oil, and all the best of the wine, and of the wheat, the first fruits of them, which they shall offer to the Yahweh, them have I given thee, I. And whatsoever is first ripe in the land, which they shall bring to the Yahweh, shall be thine. Everyone that is clean in thine house, Beit Tekah, in the I Beit, shall eat of it. Everything, everything, everything devoted, I voted in Yisrael, shall be thine. Everything that openeth the matrix of all flesh, which they bring to the Yahweh, whether it be of man or beast, shall be thine. Nevertheless, the firstborn of man, of man, shalt thou surely redeem, and the firstling of unclean beast shalt thou redeem, and thou and those, Lika, and those that are to be redeemed from a month old shalt thou redeem, according to thine estimation, according to thine valuation, for the money of 5 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, which is 20 gerahs. But the firstling of a cow, or the firstling of a sheep, or the firstling of a goat, thou shalt not redeem. They are holy. They are set apart. Thou shalt sprinkle their blood upon ha-mizbeach, and shalt burn their fat for an offering made by fire, for a sweet savor, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah. And the flesh of them shall be thine, as the wave breasts and as the right shoulder are thine. All the heave offerings of the holy things, the holy things, the holy things which the Bnei Yisrael offer, la Yahuwah, to Jehovah, have I given thee, I, and thy sons and thy daughters with thee, I, by a statute forever, for Iva. It is a covenant of salt forever, listen to Yahuwah, before Jehovah, to thee, I, and to thy seed with thee, I. And Yahweh spake to Aharon, thou shalt have no inheritance in their land, neither shalt thou have any part among them. I am thy part and thine inheritance among the Bnei Yisrael, among the sons, among the children of Yisrael.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopian children of
Wise, Prophet, Blessed, Messiah,
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Yes, 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 yes. It's scrolling, it's scrolling, it's scrolling, it's scrolling right here, here, here. Brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, the seventh Aliyah. The seventh Aliyah right here, here, here. Let's see if we can bring it up right here. Sometimes there's some technical difficulties with the board, you know, the technology, technology. Here, 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 seventh Aliyah.
Give ear, give ear, give ear. Here, Shema'ah. And here for the Shabi'i, Aliyah, 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 Aliyah. For this Shabbat Korach, send that Korei here at the Shabi'i Aliyah. Here, picking up with the fourth book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that's called Numbers, Numbers chapter 18. Here at verse 21. Numbers 18 and 21 for the Shabi'i, the seventh Aliyah, offering up Anafora for this Shabbat, Shabbat Korah. With Livne Lewi, Hine, Natati Akola Ma'eser, Ma'eser, Bi Yisrael, Li Nahala, Cheleka, I Bodatam, Asher Haina, Obdim Eta Ebodat Ohel Moed. And behold, I have given the children, the Vinei Lewi, the sons of Levi, all the tenth in Israel for an inheritance, for their service which they serve, even the service of the tabernacle of the congregation, of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tent of appointment. Neither must the children of Israel, the Bnei Israel, henceforth from here forward come near the tabernacle of the congregation, the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, lest they be a chati'at, akari, sin, and die. But Ha-Lewim, the Levites, the Lewawian, shall do the service of the Ohel Moed, the tent of meeting, the tabernacle of the aggregation, and they shall bear their iniquity. It shall be a statute forever throughout your generations that among the Bnei Yisrael, the sons and children of Yisrael, they have no inheritance. But the tithes of the Bnei Israel, the sons of children of Israel, which they offer as a heave offering, La Yahuwah to Jehovah, I have given to Ha-Lewim, to the Lewawian, to the Levites, to inherit. Therefore I have said to them, among the Bnei Israel, the sons of children of Israel, they shall have no inheritance. And Yahweh spake to Moshe, Lamor, saying, thus, like this, speak to Ha-Lewim, the Levites, the Lewawian, and say to them, when y'all take of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons and children of Yisrael, the tithes, which I have given you from them for your inheritance, then ye y'all shall offer up as a heave offering of it for La Yahuwah, for Jehovah, even a tenth part of the tithes. And this, your heave offering shall be reckoned to you as though it were the corn, the corn of the threshing floor, and as the fullness of the wine press. Thus, like this, ye y'all shall offer an heave offering, La Yahuwah, a teruma, La Yahuwah, of all your tithes, which ye y'all receive of the Bnei Yisrael, the sons and children of Yisrael, and ye y'all shall give thereof the Yahweh's heave offering, teruma, to Aharon HaKohen, Aaron the priest. Out of all your gifts, ye shall offer every heave offering, La Yahuwah, of Jehovah, of all the best thereof, even the hallowed part, the set apart part thereof, out of it. And here, 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 and here for the maftir, here for the maftir at verse 30. With Amarta Elehem, ba here, rima kemaeta chelbo, Miyamenu we nechav lalawim kitabu at go ren we kitabu at ya av. Therefore, thou shalt say to them, when ye all have heaved the best thereof from it, then it shall be counted to the Lewim, to the Levites, Lalawim, as the increase of the threshing floor, and as the increase of the winepress. And ye shall eat it in every place, ye and your households, for it is your reward for your service in the Ohel Moed, in the tent of meeting, in the tabernacle of aggregation. And ye, y'all, shall bear no chatiyat, no sin, no uckery by reason of it, when ye, y'all, have heaved, gifted from it the best of it. Neither shall ye all pollute the holy things, the holy things, the holy things of the B'nai Yisrael, of the sons, the children of Yisrael, Kubur lek alu, kubur redinsu, kubur lechayilu, glory to the word, glory to the sound, glory to the power, kubur le abinu, le melkeinu, glory be to I and I Father, I and I King, kubur lek adamawi, chayil selasi, glory be to the first power of the Trinity, beshem Yeshu, ha-moshiach, in the name of Getachina, mechanetachina, and our Lord and Savior, in the name of Jesus Christos. Amen.
Yes, yes, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Filling right here, here, the Torah readings here for this Shabbat. Shabbat Korah. Still have the Haftarah, as well as the Brit Chadasha coming up for the first day Sunday service. But here, completing the Baraka, the blessing after reading of HaTorah.
After the reading of a section of HaTorah, the law, the following baraka, the following blessing is said, Baruch Ata Yahuwah Eloheinu Melech Ha'olam. Blessed art thou, he who be, who he be, I and I, Elohim, true good, true God, King of the universe, I and the virtual King, who has given us the law, HaTorah, of truth, and has planted everlasting life in Einai midst. Baruch Ata Yahuwah, Noten HaTorah. Blessed art thou, Adonai, who givest Einai the Torah, the directions, the instructions. Shalom. Wa'imru. Amen.
Stay tuned. The Haftarah, the prophet's reading from Shemuel Samuel, how Saul defeated the Ammonites, and Shemuel's farewell address. It's kind of interesting. One of the first words is when Samuel said to the people, come, make I and I go to Gilgal and to renew the kingdom. Weni Hadesh Sham Ha Meluka, renewing the kingdom. So we have the Haftarah and the Brit Chadasha coming up for the Sunday first day service. Oh, yes, yes, yes. So stay tuned. Yes, sir.
Stay tuned for
Baruch Atah Adonai.
Yes. Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brit Chadasha coming up at the top of the hour right here. Yes, I don't have to reboot right here. Things look a little slow right here, but stay tuned. Yes, I, Rastafari.
Baruch Atah Yahweh, Eloheinu Melech Haolam. Asher natan lanu Torat emet Vayeolam metei Vatokanu Baruch Atah Yahweh Noten HaTorah
Stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadash Aliyot. 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 Aliyot.
Shabbat Shalom here. Melkam. Melkam. Mehud. Blessed. Beautifully good first day coming to the eve right here. Here, the first day, a.k.a. also known as Sunday. So the Yom HaRishon. Tov. Yom HaRishon. The first day. The head day. Looking forward, forward, forward. Stay tuned right here on the ear and
stay
the
stay tuned for the Haftarah and the Brita Hadash Aliyot. Aliyot. Aliyot.
You, Yav Masih, are you ready?
I want to hear it, say yes. I want to hear it, say yes.
Shabbat rest, first day, Baraka, first day, bless. Yes,
Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob. Selah. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. 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 Selah.
Kadamawi. Kadamawi. Inflatia.
The whole place is
Tov, yes I, sabbatical strong, first day, Melkam Mehud, tune in, first day service, beginning right now, yes I, calling, 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 Rastafari Israelites on the YouTube, yes.